This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
Each week we visit a local brewery to check out a flight of beer. But today, we're not at a local brewery. We're at a local establishment. We are at F&A Grog House, which is located at 117 East 3rd Street in Bethlehem. And joining us is a general manager. It's Jim Flynn. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So here's the thing, Jim, is that, like I said, we usually go to a local brewery. But when you see something that says 52 taps, you can't ignore that.
No, that's a good thing. You 52 taps, and I think, as far as I can tell, we have the most in the valley. I have not heard of anybody that has more.
And y'all have a punch card system as well to incentivize everyone to try all the beers, right?
Yes. So we do the Grog House 52. We give a T-shirt to the people when they finish the all 52 beers. And it can be, it doesn't have to be the same beer that we started with, of course, because we change a lot of beer.
Devin and I decided to be a little different and look for something like just over the top. So I picked out the Pineapple Cherry Upside Down Cake, which is a sour beer, which I love sour beers. Where is this beer from?
That's from Smutty Nose. They're out of New Hampshire.
Interesting. Giving it a smell, I'm not really getting anything jumping out at me. Maybe slightly a little bit of a cherry scent to it. Here's the sip. I say I'm feeling more of the pineapple first and then the cherry there at the end.
Yeah, I think it's definitely more pineapple in the front, very light-bodied, so it rolls over your tongue.
It is light, and it is refreshing, and again, not an over-the-top sour, which is okay every now and then.
So I did choose a Pennsylvania beer, but first I'm going to start off with a Scottish ale. What makes an ale Scottish?
Typically, the Scottish ales have a big malt backbone to them. We're pouring this on nitro, so it's going to be super smooth as well. It's going to have a creamy feel to it, as well as that kind of sweet, malty, caramelly type of thing.
Just looking at it, you can notice a creamy, frothy head that definitely is characteristic of that nitro pour. It looks really, really nice. And you definitely get all that malt, all that caramel right off the top. And then almost kind of like a smoky, spicy thing.
Yep, it has a little smoke and spice at the end, but it's based on that little sweetness, I think. That's why people really like this beer.
Gotcha, the Scottish Ale from Belhaven Brewery.
Well, you know, Devin is classy. He got his beer from Scotland. Mine comes from Anvil, PA, and it is a Cotton Candy Snow Cone Nitro. I couldn't pass that up.
We have four nitro lines, which is a lot for one establishment. I got to agree with you. I couldn't resist buying it because I was like, cotton candy beer? Why not try it?
Well, giving it a sniff, it's like you can smell the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's just coming right off of this. It accomplishes being sweet and sour simultaneously.
Kind of sweet tartish.
Yep. Yeah.
It's just that I think the sweetness and tartness lay on opposite sides of your tongue, and it's kind of fighting a battle there in your mouth.
Cotton Candy Snow Cone Nitro Edition from Rotunda Brewing in Anvil. You got to try it.
All right, coming up next, I told you I'd pick a Pennsylvania beer. This is from the Well Crafted Beer Company in Lansdale. This is a hop monger. It's a lovely golden yellow color. It has this wonderful, pungent, spicy smell to it.
Yeah, we smell a lot of hops in this one. Located out in Lansdale, Well-crafted does a really good job with their brews. This is their best seller, year-round beer.
Yeah, well, it says it right on the tin. This is well-crafted. It's super smooth, super clean tasting, and you get that bouquet of hops immediately. It's almost like pineapple-y, kind of fruity.
Yeah, it's definitely fruity, tropical fruits with those mixture of hops. It's a little hazy. It's not super hazy, so definitely not to that New England juicy style, but it's also not on that driest style for sure.
The hopmonger.
Hopmonger. I went
partying the other night. Jim Flynn, general manager of F&A Grog House at 117 East 3rd Street on Bethlehem's South Side. Check out their 52 taps and other offerings.
And to find out more about this feature, visit WLVR.org/flightclub. Draw one, two, three more glasses of beer. Now she was sitting way down in the inn. I said, baby, can we be friends? Well, you look as sweet as can be.